SRN News, I'm John Scott. A big surprise in a Los Angeles courtroom today. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a change in plea for Hunter Biden in a tax fraud case.
The president's son is changing his plea just as jury selection was getting underway in Los Angeles. President Biden's son Hunter had pleaded not guilty to federal tax violations after a plea bargain deal fell through last year. Now, defense lawyer Abby Lowell says Biden's changing his plea. This case accuses Biden of a four-year scheme to avoid paying more than $1 million in taxes while earning millions of dollars as a consultant to foreign business entities. His lawyers were planning to use his drug addiction as a defense. Hunter Biden's already facing potential jail time, convicted in June of lying on a federal form to purchase a gun. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, opening statements have been presented in the trial of a mentally ill man who shot and killed 10 people at a Colorado supermarket in 2021. Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Health officials warn that a rare but deadly mosquito spread disease is posing a serious threat in parts of New England. Last week, New Hampshire health officials reported that a resident infected with eastern equine encephalitis has died. Two human cases have been reported in Massachusetts and one in Vermont this summer. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits was down last week. Jobless claims fell by 5,000. To 227,000. That's according to the Labor Department. Stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 256 points, but the NASDAQ is up 24 points. This is SRN News. Another battle over transgenderism in the schools.
Parents of students at Spanish Springs High in Sparks, Nevada are protesting a policy of allowing boys to use the girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. At a recent school board meeting, moms and dads said their daughters don't feel safe undressing and showering around boys. School officials say if girls are uncomfortable, they'll just have to change somewhere else. Meanwhile, a growing number of other states are barring boys from using girls' facilities at school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Australian ambassador over the publication of photos from a celebration in the embassy to mark Australia's LGBT National Pride Day on September 1st. The ministry condemned those photos on social media as insulting and contrary to Iranian and Islamic culture. In response, Australian Ambassador Ian McConville said his country had not insulted Iran or its culture. This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron Trump, began his freshman year of college this week at New York University, his father said.
Mr. Trump revealed the decision in a video interview with the Daily Mail, noting his son will attend the university's Stern School of Business. Barron Trump graduated in May from Oxbridge Academy, an exclusive private school near his father's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. As a freshman at NYU, he will attend classes a few miles away from his childhood home in Trump Tower, where his family retains residence. It wasn't immediately clear if he would live on campus or at home.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Teen vaping in the U.S. has dropped to its lowest level in a decade. That's according to new survey data. U.S. health officials say the drop in the number of teens using e-cigarettes has pushed the underage vaping rate to below 6%. The drop in vaping did not coincide with a rise in use of other products. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.